and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on a beautiful Monday morning. 9:04 in Lincoln County, sunny skies today, high right around 80, clear tonight, low near 62, and then tomorrow could get a little dicey, cloudy skies, showers likely, and some severe thunderstorms. They're talking about high winds and possible hail and all that, so be sure to keep it tuned to Buckeye Country 107.7 tomorrow morning. Joel and I will keep you updated on any weather that may be coming through the area, but boy, I'll tell you what, beautiful looking day today, and the weekend not too bad. Now, first off, let me thank you for covering me on Friday as I was, shall we say, under the weather for a couple of days.
On assignment was how I put it.
Well, as I told you earlier, the assignment was going from my bedroom to my bathroom. So that was
the
assignment.
And then back to the
bedroom. And boy, did I keep that assignment right at the forefront, too.
Well, you know, on assignment has a lot of interpretive meaning.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people have been battling this stomach bug or whatever it is going around, but boy, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. The wife had it. She actually was off 4 days from work. She finally went back to work on Friday, and this morning she...
And just to get away from you,
well, that I don't argue. She would do that anyway, so it doesn't matter if sick or not. But she said that this morning is the best she's felt all in the last week.
Good.
So
on the mend.
Well, for her it is. I told you I forgot I had left some Gatorade at the house because Lord knows I've drank enough of that. I ran this morning and got some more because I'm like, gotta have it.
See, I figured you more for a Pedialyte person. No,
she was. She drank the Pedialyte.
Yeah.
I've always been Gatorade and not Powerade either. Now, that might open up a whole kerfuffle. I don't know. But I'm not Powerade guy either.
Well, again, to me, it's not flavor. It's color.
Mm-hmm.
Gatorade, there are certain colors I like, ones that I don't. Powerade, same story. The blue Powerade, to me, has kind of a soft flavor where the red's kind of harsh. Gatorade, the light purple. It's called Riptide Rush. I like the flavor of that, but the dark purple, which is grape, get away from me with that.
Well, then don't touch that. I don't have to worry about you touching the bottle down in the fridge.
I'm not touching anything that you touched. In fact, I disinfected everything 3 times after you left Thursday morning.
I know this. We went through, this is the honest God's truth. She was feeling better over the weekend. She's like, I'm scrubbing this entire house down.
Good
please.
For her.
And I told her, I said, got to open windows and you need to get outside. She was using so much of it, I thought I was going to get sick from that. I'm like, my God, dilute some of this, would you please? I don't know how she was standing in there
That's why the bugs are getting stronger, is because we're using stronger and stronger stuff to disinfect. So the bugs to survive get stronger.
And again, you know, you're married to a nurse. There's not much I can do. You can tell a nurse what to do to make themselves feel better. They're not going to do it, but they're going to tell you everything that needs to be. Well, it needs to be clean with bleach. We need to bleach everything in the house. I mean, she's running around bleaching. And God bless her. I mean... I told you we were supposed to have family over, and we just said, forget it. Nobody come over to this house.
Good call.
And she's still doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it was still bleaching everything. So.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, again, simple washing your hands regularly and being outside.
Yeah.
You know, you still occasionally see people wearing masks outside, which, again, it's America, do what you want to do. But the outdoors is still good enough for a lot of people that you're okay. But, I mean, seriously, just wash your hands. I mean, I'm not above scrubbing a toilet bowl at work and those kind of things. And I've done it. And I feel like if more people just did the basic stuff rather than going whole hog with the bleach and killing every germ known to man and all that stuff, you'd probably be just about as good. And the bugs wouldn't be getting stronger.
I can tell you this. I haven't washed my hands as much as I did over this weekend. I mean, I don't care what I touched. I'm just washing hands, doing this, doing that. And then, I mean, I'm looking at my hands like, well, I look like I'm a surgeon or something now because they were all skatey. And I'm like, what are you doing here? But yeah, it was not fun. And I got a text from a buddy. He says, I had it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain that I had it for about 72 hours.
No.
So
no, 2 weeks of that sounds dreadful.
But it was not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't fun. Hardly ate anything. I survived the first 48 hours on Gatorade and popsicles. Honest to God, Gatorade. Then, of course, I threw my Mrs. Grass soup in there. Had to have that. By the way, Kroger, thanks for running out. That told me how many people have been sick and had to buy the Lipton for my wife.
Well, the more you talk about it, I'm sure ups its popularity and your self-fulfilling prophecy there. When you need it, you can't find it because all you do is talk about it.
Well, then if that's the case, Mrs. Grass put me on the payroll. So, you know, and then there was a little, you know, this is how, and I look, I admit I'm a bad sick person, but the wife was like, well, which one should I eat, the Lipton or the Mrs. Grass? I said, honey, you take one step towards that Mrs. Grass, get a lawyer with you, because we're not having that. So she ate the Lipton.
Whatever happened to Campbell's? I mean, Campbell's chicken noodle soup has been the go-to for millions of families for millions of years.
And not in the Doney family, it was always Mrs. Grass.
Well, but so again, if you can't, like, she's the Lipton is the same kind of thing.
The box,
it's,
yeah.
It's all dehydrated and you got to juice it up and all that.
That's the same thing.
Phooey on all that.
There's nothing wrong with Campbell's. We ate it, but when we were sick, Mama Doney was, here's some Mrs. Grass. Yeah. And that has just stuck through the years.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, you can call my brother right now and he'll tell you that. Mrs. Grass.
I mean, I understand that. So my wife's go-to as well. But mm-hmm. I mean, when you've got to hydrate something to eat when you're dehydrated, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It sounds like you're...
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it does, but I'm just telling you something soothing about them little noodles and that little packet and hearing it in the water just go poof when it gets in there because you got the water so hot it could scald anything. And that's another thing. Don't give me that soup lukewarm. I want that baby so when I swallow it, I know I'm eating some soup.
You got to soften those noodles up. They've been dehydrated for 50 years.
4 minutes. And when it tells you 4 cups of water, the wife knows now. I kind of put a little test on her on the other day when she made it. I looked to see if she got the measuring cup out. It's like macaroni and cheese. Honey, the box says this amount of water. Well, I just eyeball it. No, it says this amount of water in it. And she knew better than to mess with that Mrs. Grass. I made her soup for her when she was sick, and I went right by the box.
And did she care at all? No, she probably did not.
No, she didn't, but that's the difference between her and I.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
one of you anal, and one of them's the lovely Mrs. Doney.
And one of them is very easy to deal with when they're sick, and the other one's a bear. I'll give you all of about a quarter of a second to figure out who the bear and the easy one is to deal with. So I'm just happy to be back among the living. I'm happy to not be in my
bedroom.
We're
happy to have you.
No, you're not. I'm just happy to be in the bedroom from the bathroom. Yeah. I'm just so happy that
I'm sure Speedway's happy that you forgot your Gatorade and made a substantial purchase this
morning.
Look,
I was whistling coming into work today. I'm like, yep, I'm out of the house. I'm getting to go to work. I can't wait to get it. And then I saw you and I went, well, there you are. Hey, you're about a week away from the election, if you didn't know that. Here's another thing. You know what's going to happen next Tuesday? I knew there was something that you and I had going on, and I thought, those dates just sound like there's something going on.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday is the election.
Uh-huh.
You and I are supposed to be out at Muirfield for the memorial for their media day, where we get to interview people and all that good kind of stuff and give everybody kind of a back look at the course. That's also election day.
Yes.
So next Tuesday is going to be the first time, first time I've ever had to vote early.
Huh.
So I'm going to go one day this week and stop down to the Board of Elections again, because they, you know, you can't, mm-hmm. there's only so many places you can go. Going to go down to the Board of Elections and vote early. I've never done it before.
Hmm.
So this will be, that I can recall. I don't ever remember doing it. So this will be a first for me. I'm going to probably do it tomorrow after my Kiwanis meeting, because I'm already going to be downtown, going to shoot over and vote early. But
brilliant.
I pulled up the hours here. So, if, you know, again, you've got until next week. Now, just remember this, though. People can't forget. Well, I'll go the Monday before. And there is no Monday before the voting anymore. They did away with that a couple of years ago. So if you're going to vote early, you got to do it this week or over the weekend. And they've got extended hours. I mean, starting today, you can go vote from 7:30 to 7:30, so 7:30 this evening. Then tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30, Wednesday and Friday. I'm not sure why. I'd have to ask Brian Mead why it goes back to 7:30 to 7:30. And then on Saturday from 8 to 4, and then from Sunday 1 to 5,
mm-hmm.
you can vote. So, I mean, people say all the time, well, you know, I got to have an opportunity to vote. I don't know how much more they can do. I mean, really, it seems to me over the past number of years, and that's not including absentee ballots.
Right.
That's just voting in person early.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, you can jump on the Licking County Board of Elections website, which I was doing this morning. I went, Tuesday, May 6th, I know I got something going on, and it didn't dawn on me. And I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm going to go vote early. So I'm kind of curious to see. Now,
my guess is there won't be long lines I'm hearing that voter turnout is not expected to be huge.
No, and when I talked to Brian Mead a couple of weeks ago, he said that they're not expecting big voter turnout, because I was joking with him. I said, well, they're having, you know, the problem with the poll books now where you got to sign in instead of the, you know, the electronic thing. I said, well, if you're going to have a problem, this was the election to have it, because if you'd have had it in November, you'd still be counting votes.
Yeah.
I mean, it would still be just because the amount of people who went in. But, I mean, there are still, you know, some important, I don't want to say some important, they're all important to the people who were on there and what you're voting for. But, you know, like later this week, I'm trying to get a hold of Councilman Jeff Rath, who is the Republican running in the primary against Molly Ingold. So that's big out here in our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to get those two on. And then you've got some school issues. Southwest Licking has a bond issue. West Licking Fire has issues. I think a lot of fire departments, safety forces have issues up. So you have issue two, the statewide. Hey, do you want to keep putting bonds up so you can pay for roads and those kind of things? So, I mean, there is some important things out there.
Sure.
So, again, for folks to say, well, you know, it's a May primary, I say it all the time, I don't want to hear one person complaining if you didn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mean to say that, and I've told my boys that too, because I know the youngest one, wasn't voting there for a while. I said, shut up, I don't want to hear it. Go vote.
Papa lays down the law.
I mean, if you want your voice heard, well, they're not going to hear my voice. But then he gives you it all. I'm like, you're just lazy. I don't want to hear all that. Well, my vote don't count, blah, 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 blah. Just go vote.
Every vote counts.
And then that way, if you want to complain, then I'll sit here and take your complaining. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still did anyway, but I'm just saying. So if you got to do some early voting, getting back to that, check out voteohio.gov, or you can just go to Licking County Board of Elections website. They've got it plastered right there. Hit early voting hours, and you can do that. And the other thing I want to mention, this Thursday also is the rededication ceremony and open house for the Licking County West Courtroom in the courthouse. They did all that renovation, and they're going to show it off to everybody this Thursday. Just as a reminder, there is a dedication ceremony, but that's by invitation only. So if you didn't get an invitation to that, you won't be able to go down there for the actual rededication ceremony on Thursday. But the open house, anybody who wants to go down, you can go down Thursday from 1 to 4. At the Licking County Courthouse. They'll have signs telling you where to go, West Courtroom and all that kind of stuff. So just keep that in mind Thursday for the rededication ceremony and open house for the West Courtroom in the Licking County Courthouse. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Monday morning, 9:18, sunny skies today, high right around 80, clear tonight, low near 62, and then Tuesday, mostly cloudy, showers, likely some thunderstorms as well, high near 81. So keep it tuned here to Buckeye Country 107.7 on Tuesday. We'll keep you updated on any weather that you need to be worried about, but it does look like we could get some dicey stuff, high winds. And I know it was funny over the, again, because I did very little this weekend, watching all the news, and like, well, you know, getting ready for this big storm coming through. And I'm like, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's going to happen later in 4 hours, and you're worried about what's going to be happening next week.
That's the way the news is, Dave. It's all about hype and scare you.
I'm just like, can I get through this Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll worry about next week?
Nope. You got to look at the next scary thing. That's the big talk.
I guess. I don't know. So we'll keep you informed. Actually, if it doesn't change, I'll probably get a hold of somebody at the Weather Service tomorrow and see if they can give us a good fresh update on the weather. But right now, mostly cloudy skies.
Your out the window forecast. Beautiful.
That's right. Stick your head out the window. If you get pelted by some hail, it's hailing outside. Yeah. If you're not, and it's nice out.
That's like the golf courses that have the weather rock, you know, and there's a sign. If the weather rock is dry, it's sunny. If it's swinging, it's windy. If it's wet, it's raining. That's how we do it.
Enjoy your round.
Yes.
So
hit them straight.
I will say this. The yard looks beautiful.
Nice.
I mean, mine is, we lost so much of our backyard last year to that drought. And right now, everything is a lush green.
Yeah.
Yeah. All lush green.
I've been mowing in shifts. I got across the road done for the first time, and it looks great now. I got to get back to the house side of the road. But what I've done,
yeah,
you know, other than the dandelion here or there, not bad.
No, I'm pretty happy with the way things are turning out. You know, the other big thing over the weekend you were asking me, obviously, was Pope Francis. And I was up Saturday morning. And I was going to – this is what's bad about the phone now. I'm laying there and I can't sleep, you know, for more than one or two reasons.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll get up and I'll go watch some of the funeral for Pope Francis. And all I did was sit here and watch it on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, really, you've become one of those people. Mm-hmm. And I was not happy with myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't get up, but I wasn't happy with myself. But it's amazing. And the thing that made me mad, and again, I'm not talking like, love, hate. It didn't matter. The whole Trump, President Trump and Zelensky thing, I'm like, really? This is the Pope we're burying, and now they're going to show me pictures of these two sitting there talking. Mm-hmm. And my wife's like, well, what are you getting so mad about? You know they would do. I'm like, no, for that I wouldn't think you would. I just think, hey, here's President Trump is coming to pay his final respects, and, you know, President Zelensky and whoever else, you know, Macron and all the other ones who showed. I don't need to hear about there was a sideline meeting between the two. Mm-hmm. I'm checking in because my Pope has passed away and here's the funeral.
But the news overlords have a different idea on that, Dave.
Oh,
they want to keep stirring the pot.
Oh, God. They're talking about all that stuff with a guy who was his message was peace. Mm-hmm. And here they are talking about, they're sitting in the room, uh-huh, and they're trying to get out of here. I don't want to hear that. So, you're trying to beef it up.
So the answer to that is turn it off.
Well, but I mean,
turn it
again
off.
I was interested in to see.
Yeah, but I mean, see what you wanted to see. You saw what they wanted you to see. No, and that's the problem.
And here's the thing,
and as long as you keep watching it, they're gonna keep doing it.
Well, I sat on my phone like I said, and here's the thing, I didn't know this. There was a nun that was in that area. I didn't know if you knew about this, had become very good friends with Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. And they showed her at the foot of the coffin when they were doing the viewing, and all the folks that had come through there. To me, that was it, if I'd have had a camera, I'd have taken a picture, because that was the most poignant part of that, was watching her dab her eyes. Mm-hmm. You could have 100 other people could have come up there and spoke. Mm-hmm. But to see her and him laying there, the Pope laying there, that's all I needed. I'm like, okay, that right there. Just, I don't need to see the president and these other folks. Older nun, I think they said she was 83 or 84, had become good friends with him and spoke with him every day and all this kind of thing. And I just thought that picture of her just standing there, mm-hmm, dabbing the tears from her, I said, you wouldn't take that picture. You wouldn't need anything else. Mm-hmm. So did catch myself, you know, going through and reading quite a bit about that. Now it all, you know, it's all about the conclave. And I mean, you're seeing all these, well, this will be the next Pope and this will be the next Pope and this will, you have no idea who's going to be Pope. None whatsoever. Just like when Governor DeWine walked out there with Jim Tressel as his lieutenant governor, you could have knocked this big fat guy over with a feather. Cause I'm like, what? I mean, it's just the same thing.
I think it might be subtly different.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, not on the same
factor,
scale.
Maybe.
Yes.
You know, but
yeah,
we're talking about the number two guy in Ohio versus the spiritual leader
of the Catholic
Church. Billions
of
people on the planet. So I think there may be a little
you
difference.
You know what I mean.
I do.
But I'm just saying it was, for me, it was that caught a lot of my attention. And then the other thing, you talk about going from one extreme to the other, was the NFL draft and how well the Buckeyes did.
Yeah.
I mean, 14, I believe the record is Georgia was 15 2 years ago,
sounds
a year
right,
or two ago. But just to sit there and just watch them keep calling Buckeyes,
mm-hmm,
and I think you all know my affinity for Notre Dame, but still the old chest was popped out there for a little
bit. Yeah, well, and I mean, I start to worry about Jim Knowles being gone, because it was the first time in Ohio State history that four defensive linemen were chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll give you a sense of what Jim Knowles meant to the program. Jim Knowles ain't here no more. So, I mean, you know, big shoes to fill, yes, on the line and behind the line and all of that kind of stuff. And, I mean, I know Coach Day is on it and, you know, they're celebrating and happy for all those guys because that's what they wanted to do. But there's going to be some answers to some questions that are going to need to pop up next season, or it is not going to be quite as happy a season as it was this last year.
No, no. I mean, you don't lose 14 players off of a team that won a national championship and everybody's like, oh, well, this is it. No, you expect there's going to be some growing pains. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
There's some big holes.
But, I mean, my Steelers, I'm happy about that. We got Jack Sawyer and we got Will Howard. I'm like,
both seem like good fits for the Steelers. Just what you know, just as a passing fan, as someone that just kind of knows what the Steelers are about on a very surface level, those guys both seem like they could do really well at the Steelers.
I'm very excited to see what Will Howard can do. I really am. I mean, because that, you talk about, and we'll get to a quarterback room here in a second, you talk about an open quarterback competition. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it's not going to be the Mason Rudolph as your one low. That's not going to work. And yeah, they keep talking about Aaron Rodgers coming back to Aaron Rodgers. I don't need him back there. I'm good with Will Howard. And then the other two, the ones that I found interesting, because I remember the wife was upstairs. I was downstairs watching. And I yelled at her. I said, well, the Browns just took Quinshon Judkins. So that's kind of funny. Travion Henderson, very next pick was Henderson, I believe. Right. So, I mean, the two running backs go back-to-back. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong either way.
I don't feel like that's true. But, you know, Quinshon, maybe a little more high-end. He's younger.
Yeah.
Maybe not as field-tested as Travion, but, you know.
I'm a Henderson fan. The only problem with him is injuries. Can he stay healthy?
Well, and that's the thing. And, you know, just the physical, you know, just the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Quinshon seems to have a little more mojo.
Yeah.
A little more brute force.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying that, but there's something about Henderson. Once if he gets a step on you, there's 6 points. Thank you very much.
No doubt.
And then they go back to the quarterback room and the Browns, what they did, Dylan Gabriel out of Oregon, they get him. And then in the very next round, they pick up Shedeur Sanders. So that whole, what's going to happen up there is just going to be kind of a sit back and watch. Anybody got any popcorn? Because the Browns are in camp today.
I feel like all the popcorn's already been eaten.
I don't know.
Fingernail biting, you know, NyQuil nighttime head relief. I don't even know what else to say about them.
Well, I know you had to be happy because you have been saying since the end of the season, don't draft a quarterback number one. They don't. They get the kid from Michigan.
They're right.
A pretty good ball player.
I mean, you know, your head didn't hurt for a brief moment, and now they got, what, 17 quarterbacks on the roster? They can't help themselves. Quit it already.
Oh, so that's going to be a lot of fun to watch how that thing all plays out up in Berea over the next few months.
Fun for you.
Now, I'm not a Browns fan, so
that's why it's fun for you.
You guys can
if
all
you're a Browns fan, it's more misery.
I'll sit there and try to figure that out. Be sure to join us Wednesday on Talk of the Town. CEO Phil Washburn is going to be joining us. They are with the Central Ohio Furniture Bank. They're going to be here. They're putting a new store here in Newark. So it'll be Phil Washburn and Christine Mills will be joining us on Talk of the Town on Wednesday, talking about what they're going to be doing to help folks in our community. So that's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town.